Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. I tell you what, it is pretty cool. It's just a nice day. I mean, really, it's just a very, 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 very nice sort of a day. And we've got a lot of great stuff that's coming our way. We got a lot of stuff we are going to be talking about. I can assure you of that. Plenty of things that we need to address. The mother of Brett Kavanaugh's would-be assassin claims... Well, her son is actually her daughter, and that's why apparently this whole assassination attempt resulted. Well, it's kind of crazy, unless the whole point of this is saying somehow, some way, maybe people who can't quite understand whether they are boys or girls might have a few other issues, a few other concerns. One or two things that maybe, just maybe, they need to have addressed with a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I mean, we've seen so many of these folks who claim to be, who purport to be transgender, right? Commit terrible acts of violence. Maybe we ought to be looking into that. Anyway, I don't want to get started right away on that. It is Friday, so a couple of things that I need to get out of the way right off the bat. I will tell you, we got great people coming by. Congressman Dave Bratt's going to be here around 3:35. We've got the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, Jason Meares. We have John Reed, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, will be here. We got a lot that we are going to be talking about. But I did mention it is Friday, and so certain things happen on Friday. I wear red on Friday. Friday, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed, started a few years back by a couple of Marine moms just to serve as a visible reminder to all of us that there are good men and women serving all over the world. Now, I try, as you know, to wear a red shirt or red hat. I got red hats, but, you know, for the most part, they belong out on the range, firing range, and I'm... It's a weird thing because a lot of people know that if you're wearing a red hat, you're either an instructor or a range safety officer. And then the assumption is, well, you're obviously armed. Well, what if I'm wearing a red hat and I'm not armed? Do I really want to be in a situation? I know it sounds crazy, but I'm just telling you. So I'm always aware of that. Now, I got some nice red baseball caps, and I do wear them. And I'm just telling you, there are those moments where I think, well, I don't know. Maybe I should pay more attention to that. But it didn't matter today because our laundry fairy, who has been doing laundry straight for, seems like 3 days, my youngest guy, Joe, and his Emily had been telling us, we're doing our own laundry. Okay. And that's fine, except the problem was that the way they were doing the laundry, apparently, was simply sticking it in the closet and piling it up high. And they've been gone, and so Heidi went in there. She's like, you got to see this. Oh, gosh, I'm not really sure I want to see anything you're going to show me in there. I know. I mean, it's enough with the Judas Priest posters and the, no. Anyway, she said, look at this. And there was like a whole full day of laundry that they had done by simply putting it in the closet. That being said, so the laundry fairy, the laundry genie, is slightly off on some of her appointed rounds. Apparently the Reds have not quite made the cut yet, which means, thank God, I have a connection. No, I do. You know, I always say I've got a guy. And I always do. I've always got a guy. But sometimes the guy is not always a guy. Sometimes the guy is just like an absolutely adorable young lady. And thank God I got a guy who happens to be an absolutely beautiful young lady who has the best smile south of the river. Yeah, of course I'm talking about Emily Morrissey, my pal Emily, who was just voted, I should remind everybody, just voted the best jewelry store in all of Central Virginia by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Anyway, thanks to Emily, emilysbracelets.com, I have red bracelets, which sometimes I think I should put them in little cases with glass, you know, like the old fire alarms. Maybe I should just deploy them throughout the house and have an emergency red bracelet right there available on Fridays in the event that the laundry genie is not able to supply a red piece of clothing. Then I could just use a little hammer, break the glass, take out an emergency red bracelet from Emily Morrissey and Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com, and put it on. But I don't have that set up. Instead, I've just got a couple of red bracelets sitting here. So thank you, Emily. Thank you. So I am covered on red, R-E-D, Friday. Remember, everyone deployed thanks to one of Emily Morrissey's beautiful red bracelets. I mean, they're beautiful. They're not as beautiful as she is, but, you know, they're pretty good. And what else? I got my Peppa Pig hat on because, you know, nothing really says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. What else can I tell you? The Deputy Prime Minister of England. Did you see this? Deputy Prime Minister of England showed up at some sort of an event in Manchester, England, which was to mourn, really, the loss of innocent life there at that synagogue in Manchester. Well, this guy was heckled brutally, as well he should have been. I mean, he wasn't hurt, he wasn't injured, you know, no personal fisticuffs. But they were yelling at him, hey, you're responsible for this. You have brought this into England. You have brought the terrorists right here into England. And you've rewarded them. And you've allowed these terrible people calling for the destruction of Jews to hold massive marches and parades and protests. You signed off on all of this. So don't come here and stand in front of us and tell us, oh, we feel really bad that some of your fellow parishioners at that synagogue were murdered. They shouted shouted him right down. Yeah. I mean, he's a politician, so he kept talking, of course, but everybody made clear what it was that they really thought. And the perpetrator himself, the guy named Jihad, did you know his father was celebrating on October the 7th, 2023? In fact, his father is a surgeon in the United Kingdom who was celebrating the slaughter of innocent people on October the 7th, 2023. Do we not need to look closer at some of the people that are in our midst? Heidi and I were chatting a little bit earlier. She said, you remember when Julia had that kid in his class whose name was Jihad? She says, do you think we should have said something like, hey, we don't think it's appropriate for a kid in Julia's class to be named Jihad? Maybe we need to find a different class, or maybe you need to have a talk with parents who would name their kid Jihad? I said, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is a, I don't want to say, well, it is a tough one for me. What if you think that name is something else? What if you don't even know the meaning of the word? Maybe you think the word means something else. You think it has a totally different definition. Or you just hear the sound and think, aw, I just like the way that flows off the tongue, not having any concept of what it may or may not mean. I don't know. I mean, we went the easy route, to tell you the truth. Harry, Julia, Joe? Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Nobody's misinterpreting those. So I don't know. I'm always torn with the with names that maybe are just more imaginative than names we chose. It's possible. But it's something to think about. It really is something to think about. All right, we've got Congressman Dave, former Congressman. I'm sorry. I just demoted the poor guy back to Congressman. I'm sorry, Dave. Dave Brad, who is the Senior Vice President at Liberty University for Business Affairs and Business Relations. There, that's better. My favorite economist as well. I want to know what the impact's going to be to the economy of this government shutdown. Obviously, there are going to be people who are not getting paychecks right now. If history is any guide, everybody who is not getting a paycheck right now, who is furloughed, will in fact get all of their money paid back to them when the government opens up again. But in the meantime, what do they do? I don't know. And does that really have an impact on the economy? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about that. And I got a quick question for you. Does anybody remember the name Kyle Stoner? Kyle Stoner. If you do, I will have an update on that that story. It's what, three? I think it's 3 years ago. Yeah, 2022. And it's just disturbing what's going on with that case involving the guy who killed Kyle. So we'll talk about that. Quick reminder. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I forgot to mention this. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are always welcome to send me a text, whatever the topic might be. Doesn't matter to me. I will take a look at it. I'll share it if it's, if it makes the cut. Or if it's especially hateful. Oh, gosh. But please make your hate-filled screeds imaginative. Like, you know, dear Jeff, you blank, blank, blank. I hope you blank and blank. Nah, look, it's been done. And in all candor, it's been done better than that. But if you can sort of take your hatred and then turn it into something more colorful and imaginative, who knows? Maybe we'll share it. We used to do a dedicated hate update, which were great. The hate emails, oh, so nice. Back in the olden days, we used to get papers that people had drawn nasty things on in crayon, but of course, nobody uses the mail in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Anymore. Mm-mm-mm. All right. It is 316. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now! 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. The Taylor Swift film is coming out, right? Look, you know, I like Taylor Swift as much as any other guy, right? She's easy to look at, and I'm far too old and far too male to give a damn about any of the words in her songs. I'm sorry, Tay-Taters, or whatever you folks are, Swifties. You know who's a Swiftie, come to think of it, is Stan Drewski. Seriously, he drove like halfway across the country to go to Taylor Swift concert somewhere. I think it was Cincinnati or Cleveland. I don't know. He drove really far away. Maybe it was Pittsburgh. Wherever it was, he drove really far away to go and watch Taylor Swift in concert. And he really is. He's a Swiftie. He's a total Swiftie. And I get it. I mean, she's got a great product. But at some point, if you're not a 17-year-old girl, I mean, what are you listening to? Because every one of these songs is the same. I dated a guy. I really liked him. And then I didn't like him. And now I'm writing a song about him to tell you what a terrible guy he was. And now I will be dating another guy. Although she's getting married, right? One of the Kelce brothers. I mean, I can't tell them apart, except for the team jersey, right? One's in Kansas City, one's in Philadelphia. Anyway, she's marrying one of those guys. Maybe she changes. Although, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. Have I ever shared with you that she part of the reason she's such a success is a dear friend of mine who I haven't actually chatted with in 14 years. And I don't know why. We just kind of fell out of touch. But he was a program director, a country radio program director in the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. And before the Swiftie family moved down there to Nashville to make sure that, you know, she had a real career, she was just this annoying kid that lived in the neighborhood making these cassette tapes and showing up and talking to my buddy Jim Radler, just like knocking on the radio station door, going, "Hi, Mr. Radler, I have another tape. Can I?" "Oh, sure, I'll listen to it. And I think he actually did at some point put some of her stuff on the air there. She has a wonderful voice. There's no taking that away from her. Really, you can't knock the fact that she is a great singer. And she's a great performer. I'm just telling you, it's just not my thing. There's nothing relatable at this point. I don't know that there was anything ever relatable. And you know, here's the other really twisted part of it. Some of her music, I put in my guilty pleasure category. I do. Some of it I really, really like. But it would be great if like it could be auto-tuned where the words were different. That's all I would... I know that's probably not happening. Although maybe they'll do an AI version. Think about it. If they had a robot version of Swiftie, and then the words of the songs, the lyrics were actually relatable to me, but it was still, quote, her singing... I could get into that. Yeah, I could definitely do that. Somebody sent me a note. Jeff, will you be going to see the new Taylor Swift film? No. No, I will not. Not unless somebody shows up here in the middle of the night, handcuffs me, gags me, drags me kicking and screaming through the street to a theater, and then like Velcros me to a seat. No, I will not. Sorry. I'm just not interested. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, gosh, I am so surprised that a guy named Jihad turned out to be a crazy terrorist. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, nobody saw that one coming, right? And with a father who is a radical who celebrated on October the 7th. Yeah, nobody could ever think that could happen. Kyle Stoner's mom is fighting the release of his killer. There's a potential release set up for her son's killer. He killed him, but he was found not guilty by reason of insanity, so he has been a guest, apparently, of a mental facility, if I understand the story correct, right? He's taking antipsychotic injections. He's completed a program or two. I just don't buy this idea that he no longer poses a threat to the community. Well, we'll talk more about it as we head through the afternoon. Dr. Dave Brad will be here. Is there or is there not going to be an actual impact on our economy thanks to the Schumer shutdown? The Democrats have shut down the federal government. 327, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio WRVA. .335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Boy, the more we learn about Jay Jones, the less we can trust this guy. I'm here to tell you, a lot of us know that he's a bad dude from the beginning, but coming out, what was it, 116 miles an hour, reckless driving, and he somehow, some way, got himself a sweetheart deal where he did, quote, 500 hours of community service at his own personal political action committee. And he wants to dismiss it as, well, everybody goes over the speed limit now and then. Uh-huh. And today, the reveal, Carrie Coyner down there said, you know, he sent me text messages when we're both in the House of Delegates, talking about how he'd like to put two bullets into the head of Todd Gilbert, the Speaker of the House. This guy shouldn't be, man, he shouldn't even walk past the office of the Attorney General, let alone be inside. It's outrageous. Anyway, we'll have more on that. Jason Meares is going to be with us on Monday afternoon. I said today, it's actually Monday afternoon that he's going to be here. Well, the government is shut down. Day number three. Good, bad, or indifferent. What is the impact going to be on the economy? Well, I got my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Brandt, who is the senior vice president at Liberty University. Never here on behalf of Liberty University. Just here, you know, on behalf of his brilliance and knowledge and his willingness to chat with me. And we are always, always grateful for that. Dave, thank you for being here.
You there, Jeff?
Yes, there you are. Yes, yes, yes.
Good. Good. I could hear you. Good.
All right. Well, good to have you here, my friend. You got to tell us, government shutdown now for 3 days. Is this wrecking the economy or not so much?
Well, it's always mainly pure politics. It's probably overstated, right? The Republicans are going to want to make it sound like the sky is falling, like the Dems did in the past. But you know, everybody knows in the end, most everybody gets their full pay back. This time there's a little wrinkle in it with Russ Vogt up at the White House, whether they decide to engage in some job cutting or not. Mm-hmm. And they're holding off on that because right now the Republicans are kind of in the messaging narrative winner seat, for which is very rare for Republicans to ever be in a messaging winning position. It's like once a century.
Right.
It's kind of humor, but kind of true.
Yep.
And so they're winning it, so they don't want to start cutting jobs or whatever unless they see, right? And the reason I say they're winning is because it's called the Schumer shutdown.
Yes.
Right? So Schumer is the one that's holding up the votes in the Senate because you need 60. The Republicans own the House and the Senate and the White House, and Schumer's blocking the Biden budget from going through, right? It's the Biden budget numbers that they all voted for, and now they're against it. So the basic narrative is kind of clean. And then, you know, on the economic, will it hurt the economy? I mean, anything that reduces the size of the federal government is good for the economy, right? And I mean, I hope everybody realizes that, right? If you, if you keep putting money in the public sector, economic growth goes down. CBO has us growing at 1.7% for the next 30 years. So do you think we ought to have more government spending or less? And so the economic debate is very clear. It's better to cut the federal government and get economic growth in the private sector.
Tell me a little bit about Russ Vogt, though, because we've heard the name, Director of Office and Management and Budget. Is that the guy?
So
why are people concerned that he might do something? What could he do?
Oh, right now, he's in a unique position. They can go through the budget line by line by line and cut whatever he wants because they're kind of in a land of limbo. And all the legal scholars say this, and even the Democrats concede. Okay. He can do all these, you know, pocket rescissions. He can do cuts. He can lay off people en masse.
Wow.
So they are in a position where he really could get rid of the dead weight in government. And he did that. He wrote a budget, right, back in the Heritage days, just a year and a half gone, that 2025 thing.
Right.
And by the way, Russ Vogt is a fine Christian guy. He took grief in his Senate confirmations just for being a Christian guy.
I
know him, and he's a very decent guy.
Right.
But, you know, we have $37 trillion in debt. He wrote a budget which got rid of all woke and weaponized and got rid of $1.5 trillion per year.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So, and that still doesn't balance the budget because we're running $2 trillion deficits.
Oh my,
right. So I hope people get that basic idea. Right. He wanted to cut $1.5 trillion and did it line by line by line. He cut $1.5 trillion per year, it's always over 10 years, right? This is
right.
Per year.
Okay.
And that still doesn't balance the budget because we're spending $2 trillion per year more than we have. And the kids are paying this all off. So all you suburban parents out there who say you love your kids, you're bankrupting your kids. You know, I just try to get that message through. When you go to vote, the Republicans who vote for these high budgets, they should all be tossed out too, right? So I'm not partisan on this stuff, right? All political views are my own. You all know that.
Yep.
But I've been hard on the Republicans and the Democrats issue by issue by issue.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe in rational analysis by issue.
That's right.
And anyone who's voting for these gigantic budgets needs to be tossed out because they're ruining the economy for your kids, period.
Wow. So we're talking about messaging for a second. I'll remind everybody, Dr. Dave Brad is here, Senior Vice President at Liberty University, not here on behalf of Liberty, just here because he knows what he's talking about. He's a good dude. He could go in then. He has the power while this whole thing is happening. The government is shut down, et cetera. He can go in line by line and start cutting. Again, these wouldn't be people who would be furloughed. They'd be gone. That'd be it. We'd exit out.
Right.
Is it worth doing that and risking the messaging just to actually do something like that for a change? Or are we back to sort of political angling where we go, oh, man, we know that's what we ought to do, but...
Yeah, well, and, you know, I try to tell the truth. Trump obviously did not want him to cut $1.5 trillion in spending. And so Trump, you know, pushed away from that because if you did that, the economy a year ago would have gone into recession. I don't think there's any doubt about that, right?
Right.
Everyone would have freaked out.
Yep.
But the answer is, to be consistent with everything I said for the past 20 years, yes, right? I voted against the budgets. I was on the budget committee. I took heat for that. The people wanted the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus every day, so they voted Dem and replaced me with more government spending and more wars and more 20 million illegal immigrants, right, in a border invasion.
That's right.
And so I hope you're happy with that outcome, right? I'm being a little facetious, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is the place we find ourselves in. So, yes, my answer to you is, yes, Russ Vogt should take this opportunity and go through and get rid of the most egregious spending on some of this DEI stuff, the woke stuff, the communist socialist stuff, the Marxist ideology stuff, anything tied to the schools, anything tied to higher education, K-12 education, that's not meat and potatoes, right? Math, reading, writing, and arithmetic, State Department, biased media stuff. Get rid of all of it, right? They got a unique opportunity to just right-size the government and put in neutral policy with no government favoritism, right? If you don't have the money there, you can't favor the Republicans, right? So what I'm saying is kind of good for the American people.
Yeah.
If you reduce the size of government, the Republicans can't use it either. So that seems fair to me, in this, especially in this age of rage.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay. It is a great idea, and all right, that's not going to happen, is it? Can he at least cut something, or is... Again, are we so focused? You pointed it out, and you're right, that for the first time, I don't think I ever remember it, so maybe it's the first time in our lifetimes, Dave, that the Republicans really are dictating the messaging and referring to the Schumer shutdown and how the Democrats are going to be forced. They just had to do it today to vote against a measure to open stuff back up. At some point, they have to cave. Or is Schumer, do you think, so desperate about the primary challenge from AOC that he's going to stick with this until all the wheels come off?
Yeah, I think he's got to at least stick with it for a week or so, right?
Yeah.
Minimum. And I think they're going to cave.
Yeah.
But just to get back to the main point, right? If we're just going to cut a little, then it's not really worth losing the narrative war, which we're winning, right?
Right.
So just to cut a little bit, you know, if you're going to go all in and cut and send that money back to the people or back to the private sector, and I don't mean the rich folks, right? I'm so sick of the rich getting all the benefits, I cannot tell you. And so I think I've been clear on that, right?
Yes.
When I say the private sector, I want to just return to business, right?
That's right.
Not big business, not the monopolies.
Right.
And by the way, I don't know whether I shared, but I found a week ago, 75% of all the Fortune 500 CEOs are Democrat on the left.
Wow.
Right? So when you see these political ads, Spamberger's running them, all political views of my own, saying these tax cuts go to Republicans, false. 75% of those tax cuts for the rich go to the left, to the Democrats.
Yeah.
All the Magnificent Seven, less Elon, all the billionaire monopolies, the guys that censored all of you, half of you, half the country, all the country, 3 years ago, they're all on the political left.
That's right.
The trillionaire class, right?
That's right.
And so I don't think anybody knows that. They've gotten away, the left has gotten away with the narrative win. Calling Republicans the the country clubbers. The Bush days are long gone in the rearview mirror. Now the Republicans are the working class, African-American, Hispanic, working class, non-elitist, non-globalist party, right? And so right. That's the shocker.
Yeah.
And people are processing that. They're finally learning it.
It is so weird that, well, again, it's in our lifetime. The Republicans, I'm going to say relatively poor kid growing up, we were told, hey, you know, Republicans, they're the golf club set, the country club
right.
set. They don't get their hands dirty, blah, 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 blah. And in our neighborhood anyway, Dave, every guy that went to work, for the most part, was carrying a lunchbox as opposed to a briefcase. That's how I look
right,
at it.
Right,
right. But it has flipped 180 degrees now. There's nothing in the Democrat Party at this point for working people. There really is just nothing there.
No. No, and, you know, and we grew up, and the Democrats used to be liberals.
Yes.
So, you know, I like liberals for fun. I taught with all liberals. I had lunch every day. It was me versus 99 liberals, and it was an even debate, right? So that was fun.
Didn't you feel sorry that they were so outnumbered by you?
Yeah, I did. If it involved numbers, I usually did okay.
Yeah.
but they used to like kids, and they were against war, and they, you know. And then that shifted into this new leftist thing, this rage thing that they're all pushing now, and crime in the streets and funding illegal immigrants. What in the world is that? Right. And then you all know I beat Cantor, right? I beat the country club guys because I was a Presbyterian economist. I should have fit right in, but I didn't because I told the truth too much. So they don't like that. And so that was the difference. And the middle class appreciated what I was saying.
Yeah.
And they go, this Brat guy's telling us the truth.
Yep.
But unfortunately, the check writers are all in the rich class. And if you don't have some of them, you get tanked politically until right now we have a populist moment, right? Even with Winsome Sears, if the populists and the Christians and the middle class and the blacks and the Hispanics go out and vote for her, she wins. Easy.
That's right.
But we'll see. It's very hard without the money.
Yeah, this has been the difficult part. And, of course, we've been analyzing the number game here, and people are paying attention, I hope. But Spamberger with these millions and millions and millions of dollars, but they're coming from New York and California. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why are they not, if she really is on behalf of these working people, why are not working people sending in $5 or $10 from Richmond or from Roanoke or from wherever, Lynchburg? That's not her base, as we know.
And finally, in Congress with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, whatever, she never had to answer any questions.
Yep.
But now with the governor and this new open space with, you know, the web and the blogs and all this stuff, the left is finally having to answer a few questions in public, and it's not pretty. Like you said about the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, they got some definite problems on the Dem side right now. I mean, it's becoming pretty apparent. This is not your normal Democrat Party anymore. It's crazy land.
No, it really
and
is.
I think people, there's one poll out that has Winsome down by only three.
Yep.
And so we'll see about that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and I think part of it, as you know, is getting folks like us, conservatives, Republicans, to buy into early voting, right? It just runs against everything that I have thought and believed my entire life about voting. I understand that now the rules are different, and you have to do it, but there's still a little part of me that says, just not the way we ought to be doing it. But
No, it's fine with me. I'm a conservative. The day of voting, if you break your leg, you're not voting.
Good point.
So as a conservative, bank your vote, right? Go vote. Get it done.
Yeah.
Right? Make sure it's cast.
Well,
you don't want something to go wrong the day of election day where you can't vote. So go get it done.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this is why you're smarter than I am, Dave. You got all these fancy letters after your name. I got nothing. I can barely spell my own name.
No, I agree with you in principle. I like paper ballots the day of. That's the ideal.
Yeah.
But we're so far from the ideal right now, it's grotesque.
That's a great point. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, man. It's always such great fun and so educational. Give me an over-under before you leave. How long does the federal government stay shut? More than a week, less than a week?
It's right about there.
Yeah.
I think I'll go for a little over a week. Over.
Okay. Fair enough. We will circle back soon and see where you wind up. That is Dr. Dave Brad. Have a blessed weekend, my friend. That is one of the best of the best. Brilliant guy. I do remind everybody he is the senior vice president at Liberty University, but he is not here on behalf of Liberty University. Everything he talks about politically is all his. Brilliant guy, obviously. Brilliant, brilliant guy. And if your kids are looking at colleges, I'm saying this, you should definitely take a look at Liberty University. Great kids down there, great professors, man. Just, it really is a great program all the way around. I'll give you a little bit more on this. Jay Jones wanting to shoot former House Speaker Todd Gilbert, not once, but twice. Why? Why? Why on earth would you even think about something like that? Well, because he's a bad guy. That's why. No, not Gilbert. Jones. Jones should not be Attorney General. That's pretty clear. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.